In this bulletin, Tuvalu's Prime Minister threatens to pull out of Australia's seasonal worker program. The government urged to speed up the implementation of the Banking Royal Commission recommendations. And research warns repairing structural and safety defects in Australian apartment buildings could be costly. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Anele Soepaanga, is threatening to pull out of Australia's seasonal worker program. It comes after Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack claimed Pacific Islands would survive climate change because their workers come to Australia to pick fruit. That itself came in response to Australia being criticised for not meeting climate change action expectations at last week's Pacific Island Leaders Forum. Mr. Soepaanga's told Radio New Zealand Australia should be ousted from the region's main regional grouping.
The spirit of the Pacific Way is not understood by these guys. I don't think they understand anything about Pacific Way. And therefore, if that is the case, what is the point of these guys remaining in the Pacific Island Leisure Forum? I don't see any merit in that.
The seasonal worker program allows citizens from Pacific nations to come to Australia on a temporary visa of up to 9 months to work as labourers in industries experiencing labour shortages. Mr. McCormack and the Department of Foreign Affairs have been contacted for comment. Former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fisher is gravely ill in a southern New South Wales hospital. The Australian newspaper reports he's currently being treated at the Albury Wodonga Cancer Centre. The 73-year-old has been battling acute leukaemia and cancer for 10 years. Mr. Fisher, who first became an MP at the age of 24, was Nationals leader from 1990 to 1999 and Deputy Prime Minister in the Howard government from 1996 to 1999. Australia's financial services sector will be overhauled by the end of next year in the hope of rebuilding consumer confidence in the industry. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's set a timetable for implementing recommendations from the Banking Royal Commission. However, opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the move doesn't go far enough.
This is not an action plan. This is an excuse for 15 more months of inaction on the important recommendations of the Banking Royal Commission. What we need to see is the implementation of the recommendations of the Banking Royal Commission in a timely way.
The body of Australian surfer Sean McKinnon, who was killed in New Zealand, has been returned to his family. The 33-year-old was shot dead in the New Zealand surf town of Raglan on Friday while asleep in his camper van with his fiancée. A 23-year-old man was charged with his murder on Saturday. He allegedly fired several shots into the couple's camper van, then drove off with Mr. McKinnon inside. To the United States, and a New York City police officer involved in the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed African-American man killed by police on Staten Island in 2014, has been fired by the department. It comes after an administrative police judge advised the officer Daniel Pantaleo should lose his job for misconduct during the arrest. Mr. Garner died after Mr. Pantaleo placed him in a banned chokehold during an arrest over the alleged sale of untaxed cigarettes. The incident was captured on video showing Mr. Garner shouting, "I can't breathe," 11 times. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says an officer's choices, even made under extreme pressure, are important.
The unintended consequence of Mr. Garner's death must have a consequence of its own. Therefore, I agree with the Deputy Commissioner of Trial's legal findings and recommendations. It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer.
A state grand jury has declined to indict Mr. Pantaleo. Federal authorities announced last month they wouldn't bring civil rights charges. Back home, and new research is warning the repair bill for structural and safety defects in apartment buildings across Australia could surpass $6.2 billion. The estimate covers remediation of water leaks, fire safety breaches, structural failure and combustible cladding in units built since 2009. It does not include legal costs, audit schemes or increased insurance premiums. The Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union commissioned the research and is describing the cost assessment as staggering. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 21. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, much the same, 15. Hobart, showers, becoming windy, also 15. Canberra, late shower or two, 11. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.